The sixth line is truly different from other lines. It is, in that sense, not part of the hexagram. It's the roof. It is the view from above, looking beyond. And we know in the context of human design that the sixth line in and of itself embodies a deep mutative force. It is sixth line beings, that is, human beings that have the sixth line in their profile, that are carrying this very unusual mutation of the change in the human lifespan. That is, since 1781, since the advent of the nine-centered being, we have moved out of the Saturnian cycle into the Uranian cycle. A vast shift in the way in which we develop, in the way in which we mature. No longer are we on, you know, a 39-year wheel. We are on an 84-year wheel. And as such, we have a totally different process in this life. You know, rather than the midlife crisis being at 15, which is why we still have such a high incidence of, you know, teenagers who are depressed and, you know, who want to be free so that they can look after their own lives, because that's basically the way we've been operating for about 70 or 80,000 years. And now we have, you know, this new process in which, in fact, maturity isn't even something that one can get to until one's at one's midlife. That's 40 years on the planet. 40 years, in a sense, of being, you know, a child man, a child woman. So it's something to keep in mind that when we're dealing with the sixth line, we're dealing with this vast transition in the way in which we live out the life process, and sixth line beings are carrying that mutation. And the way in which that mutation is expressed is that they have a tripartite life process, three aspects of their life, the first being the Saturn cycle. And of course, the nature of the Saturn cycle, this is for the sixth line being, they live out the qualities of their harmony, and that harmony is the third line. That third line of trial and error, of pessimism, of the potential of failure, mistakes, you know, the whole process of discovering the, you know, the pain of what it is to live in the world. And for most sixth line beings, this is a deeply chaotic time in their lives. By the time they get beyond their Saturn, there is an interregnum. We call it being on the roof, between the end of the Saturn cycle and the beginning of the final cycle, which comes at the Chiron return at around 50 or 51 years of age. For those approximately 20 years, there is a movement towards the thematic of the true sixth line. That is, a movement for what was traditional objectivity, to move away from pessimism, to move to optimism. In other words, there is this shift, and it's a shift to the polarity, from the intensity of the third line first cycle to, you know, an aloofness that comes with disengagement in the middle cycle. And yet, that's not enough. You know, it's not enough to move away from the pessimism and find the optimism. As a sixth line being, by the time you reach your Chiron return, that's the time you have to come off the roof. And in the most mystical sense of the word, to come off the roof as one's own true authority. You know, neither observer nor observed, but simply a being in the act of being. And as such, to take on the qualities of trust and leadership that are there for the sixth line to claim. When we're dealing with the 6-2, we are dealing with the archetype, if you will, of the sixth line process. We have this powerful sixth line in the personality, and of course it's going to go through its three phases. With the second line unconscious, we know that there is a hermit in them that is waiting for the call. And one of the great difficulties for 6-2s is that these beings, in operating as not self, that their lives usually are so distorted in their first 30 years that they really never have an opportunity to right themselves. And if you look at their dilemma in the beginning of the process, you see that the dilemma is they are a 3-2. In other words, they have trial and error in the call. And so, you know, these are people up until around the time that they're 30, you know, that can be turned on by things, called to things that are truly not good for them and get stuck there. You know, the most obvious, without being dramatic, is simply, you know, what you're going to study, for example, as a career in your life. you know, and you get the call, you know, in your 3-2 stage that you're going to be whatever, a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, you know, you name it. Only to discover that by the time you get to your Saturn, that the whole thing depresses you and you don't want to have anything whatsoever to do with it. In other words, there is trial and error in what you can accept as the right call for you. Now, we know very well that without a true inner authority, it's not possible for anyone to operate correctly other than through occasional serendipity and good fortune. The fact of the matter is that for a 6-2 being, those first 30 years are instrumental in what their lives are truly going to become. The 6-2 on the roof, you know, can be enormously successful in this life, but often they are so deeply scarred from their process in the first part of their life that all they can really do is indulge in the relief that their life is no longer so intensely negative, you know, that they're slowly beginning to find the positive in their process. It is a warning that I give to all six-line beings that, you know, you need to operate correctly as yourself by the time you get to your Chiron, because the pressure of coming off the roof is really profound. And six-line beings, because they are mutative beings, are vulnerable. And so, you know, this is a time for you, if you're a 6-2, regardless of where you are in the drama of your cycles, that now's the time to experiment with your strategy and to truly honor your inner authority, because it is the only thing that will bring you through to the place that will really make a difference.